I was up early. The sun had just started to show himself when I stepped into the yard. A ball of orange, half hid behind the moors. That was the best time, when the moors were coming alive with creatures waking in the heather, and the dark was shifting to reveal a mighty heap of purple, spreading 50 miles to the sea. This new family weren't fussed about that, mind. Their sort were loopy for farmhouses. Oh, we must move there. The North York Moors is God's own country. But they couldn't give us stuff for the moors. All they wanted was a postcard view out the bedroom window. They gave me a key to a bedroom. It was in a courtyard that I reached by a tunnel under the road. I imagined what kind of student lived there normally. I pictured someone called Tony, with a beard and a duffel coat. I tried really hard to like the room, and the college that was going to be mine. I imagined bicycling off to lectures in the early morning, with my books balanced on a rack over the back wheel. I'd be shouting out to the other guys, "See you there!" I'd probably smoke a pipe. I'd also probably have a girlfriend, some quite stern grammar school girl with glasses, who wouldn't be to everyone's taste.